The Traveler's Journal, May 19th. Getting our kicks on Route 66. Most modern highways are fairly anonymous, but some of this nation's older byways took on a character all their own. Consider U.S. Route 66, a road defined as much by migration and mythology as by asphalt and concrete. For over five decades, it was one of the country's major arteries, a two-lane ribbon carrying a steady flow of people and commerce. From its eastern end in Chicago, Route 66 curled southwest through Illinois, Missouri, and the tip of Kansas to Oklahoma City. From there, it followed the setting sun, heading due west across the Texas Panhandle, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, before encountering the Pacific at the pier in Santa Monica. During the 1930s, Route 66 was the mother road for refugees fleeing the Dust Bowl, the path of a people in flight, as noted by John Steinbeck in The Grapes of Wrath. 30 years later, a hit TV series sealed Route 66's reputation as an escape for restless, rootless souls. But even at the peak of its fame, great chunks of Route 66 were being lost to the interstates, and its remains were stripped of their federal highway status years ago. Much of what's left has been mauled to death, but in a few places, shades of the old road still linger. One section draped across the desert of Southeast California pierces the hearts of towns that long ago lost their lifeblood. Yet, the empty landscape, like tumbleweed rolling over ancient asphalt, recalls myriad dreams which still haunt Route 66. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.